Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well."
I am reminded of a skit that I had seen years ago. It was entitled The Speedy Church of Christ. In Luke chapter 17, you know, as parents, we have a tremendous responsibility as we're raising our kids. Part of that responsibility is to instill, certainly, morals, values, manners, teaching them to speak politely to folks, teaching them to say thank you. Brethren, in Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 11, there's a story as it unfolds there. Jesus is making his way through Galilee and Samaria. And there were 10 lepers, as Luke records for us. And they were doing what they were supposed to do according to Levitical law in Leviticus chapter 13. They were standing a far distance. And they were crying out to Jesus to have mercy on them. Jesus does have mercy on them. They realize they were healed, and they go their way, and he says to go show yourselves to the priest, Leviticus chapter 14. Because when a healing occurred, they had to go to the priest to ceremonially be cleansed and to be admitted back into the community, because the Levites weren't a part of the community. They were outcasts, or the lepers were, I'm sorry, not the Levites. See, I'm just talking too fast. So the lepers were admitted back to the community. So in this particular occasion, we see one leper who realizes, I've been healed. And Jesus draws attention to him, as Mike read for us. If you have your Bibles and you notice there in verse 15, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned with a loud voice and he glorified God. He fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks." And the scriptures say this is not by coincidence or an accident. He was a Samaritan. Jesus is emphasizing this. Because you see, most of the Jews thought Samaritans were lower than a dog. And then Jesus goes on in verse 17. He says, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" You see, the ones that we would think that would be the first to give God glory would be the Jew, right? And they had reason to give God glory and give Him thanks, didn't they? They had been healed. And Jesus says, you know, there's only one here that's given God any glory, given Him any thanks, and it's a Samaritan, it's a foreigner. Brother, I'll sum it up with basically just saying this, is that God expects us to be grateful for what He does for us. God expects us to give Him thanks. I'm reminded years ago there was a situation where some dear ladies had come together who had renovated a nursery, had the elders' blessings on it, painted it, put some new furniture in there, and it was gorgeous. Well, that just didn't set right with some of the members. And they got so mad and upset. "Who changed this nursery around?" Someone asked me. They said, "Well, what do you think of that, Scott?" I said, "I don't know about you, but where I come from, when someone does something good for you, you say thank you." God has done and still does every day a lot of good things for us. So amidst the bad weather that we're having, and it's easy to go negative, just remember, God loves us, and He does so much that's good for us. And let's remember to always be grateful and be thankful. This morning, I want to remind you that He has given His one and only Son to die on a cross for your sins. I want to invite you this morning, if you haven't obeyed the gospel, to come forward this morning with a penitent heart, a mouth willing to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord, and be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. One just experienced that last Monday. Maybe you have done that, you've strayed away, and you want to return. You want to come back home. You want to come back and be in God's presence and have a right relationship with the Lord. If we can assist you, please come forward. As together we stand and we sing.